All right, I'm going to get into it because right now there is a new narrative and it's bubbling up around Dan Campbell. And it's one that folks on 97.1 The Ticket and other local media like Woodward Sports are starting to float, and they're starting to float it pretty loudly. And so the question is Dan Campbell on the hot seat if the Lions miss the playoffs again? And for clarity, I don't mean in 2027 or 2028 or 2029. I mean next season, 2026. That's the kind of headline that gets people talking. Is this backlash from the Petzing hire that so much of Lions Nation seems to be totally unsettled by, that now they're calling for Dan Campbell's job? I hope not. I hope that's not where we are after a 9-8 season, because I got to tell you, there's a lot of other teams that were in the same boat as the Lions were, starting with the Green Bay Packers. The Bears had a better season. Look how much further they got. Two games. I mean, they didn't, and I'm not talking about overall record. I'm talking about into the playoffs. If you don't go to the Super Bowl, does it even make a difference? Does it make a difference if you're the Bears and you finished with 11 wins and got bounced in the second round, or you're the Lions and you didn't play? I mean, honestly, if you didn't go to, ask a Bears fan right now, ask them, hey, are you happy with how this went? Where you lost to the Rams at Soldier Field in frigid temperatures and your hope it's over. Ask them if they're happy with that. And as much as fans hate media narratives, they matter. Because once the storyline gets traction, it amplifies every loss, every bad quarter. I'm seeing it now with Ben Johnson. Now people are they were singing his praises all year long. Now they're talking about, well, I don't know, is he the guy? What do you mean, is he the guy? The Bears haven't been to the playoffs in how many years? But this is how things start to snowball. Humans are story-driven animals, and sports media knows this. You ask anyone on Detroit radio, and the first thing they'll tell you is that if you start a storyline, even just hypothetically, it tends to snowball into a real conversation pretty fast. And they're about to do that to the Detroit Lions head coach. Now, before I get into this deeper, I want to tell you a couple things. I want to get the baseline facts right before we get into this. Campbell was hired in January 2021, okay? This was an organization that spent most of the 2010s wandering aimlessly. And when he took over in his first season, it was rough. I remember it. I watched it myself. They went 3-13-1. And what happened after that is he flipped the culture. The record got better. And by 2023 and 2024, the Lions were legitimately competing, even winning the NFC North and going deep into the playoffs. And I know it stings, because there's nothing more than I wish that we could go back to that San Francisco game and win and go play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But it went the way it went. So as a result of that, Campbell earned a lot of credit from fans and media alike, because he turned the franchise around. And so did Brad Holmes, for that matter. But now we're in early 2026, and things have taken a little bit of a different turn, haven't they? The Lions are out, finishing 9-8. Everybody's ticked off. Fans are frustrated. Expectations were sky high coming off a 15-2 season, by the way. And now not making it back is like a game of hot potato. Who's going to be the one to, you know, be accountable for this? And so one of the major talking points this week that's being passed around the media, and let's be clear, this isn't just random Twitter noise. It's literally radio hosts making the case that Campbell should be on the hot seat if the Lions miss the playoffs again in 2026. And I'm not telling you that I'm on that side of things, But I'm also not telling you I'm not on those side of things either. I'm not there yet. We got a whole season to play. Do we really need to start talking about firing this man? It concerns me because when radio hosts start saying things like Campbell should be done, and if they don't reach the postseason, heads could roll and blah, blah, blah. That doesn't just stay in the radio world. Fans pick it up. Social media picks it up. And suddenly, every time the Lions have a rough game, you're going to start to hear, fire everybody. I don't know that that's a good idea yet. I'm not sure that we need to clean any house. That's how narratives get pushed into the broader sports zeitgeist. But I do think we need to talk about something that really fuels this conversation. And I'd be remiss if I told you that this Petsing thing didn't have something to do with it, because how many offensive coordinators the Lions have had under Campbell, because of stability or success or lack thereof or whatever, matter in these discussions. And I'm going to give you a number. The number of OCs is 4. Drew Petsing is the 4th offensive coordinator hired under Dan Campbell. First one was Anthony Lynn in 2021. Second one was Ben Johnson in 2022. He obviously stayed through 2024. Then John Morton, and now Drew. And so that's 4 OCs in 5 seasons. And so I do think there's some truth in saying that's not exactly a picture of stability or consistency. And critics love to point out that we can judge the head coach's performance when there's no continuity on the offensive staff. The answer to that is absolutely you can, and you should. But that inconsistency feeds the narrative that maybe the coaching staff hasn't been maximized either. And do we really want to roll into 2026 talking about these guys failing and fire them all and all that? I mean, I'm not sure. And I'll tell you why it all matters, because if the Lions do miss the playoffs again in 2026, that's going to look like a trend rather than a fluke. 2 in a row? I mean, you're talking about being 3 seasons removed from that 15-2 run. That's going to sting. You're entering a season with another brand new offensive coordinator. And in a league that values momentum and tangible results, ticket executives and fans start asking real questions about leadership. And listen, the media doesn't decide Campbell's job. Players don't decide Campbell's job. The GM does. And ultimately, the ownership group does. But in most organizations, public narrative influences front office thinking a lot more than anybody's going to admit to. I mean, Brad Holmes isn't going to walk into the office Monday morning and be like, well, I listened to this YouTube video, so we're going to go ahead and fire Dan this morning. That's not going to happen. If local media, national talk shows, blogs, and social feeds are all buzzing that Campbell might be on the hot seat, then ownership's going to start paying attention to that. They have press teams. They have media relations teams. They pay attention to this stuff. Sponsors notice it. Season ticket renewals notice it. And suddenly the warm, positive, oh, Detroit loves Dan Campbell narrative becomes, is Detroit ready for a coaching change? And it isn't that far-fetched. In today's NFL, look at all the coaches that got popped this season. John Harbaugh, Mike McDaniel, who everybody wanted to come to Detroit. Kevin Stefanski, the Browns, Pete Carroll, John Gannon. Raheem Morris in Atlanta, who thought he had more time, but he didn't. Brian DeBole, Brian Callahan, Titans. Sean McDermott, which I was shocked by that. Now, Mike Tomlin didn't get fired, but he's out too. I mean, you guys, I don't know who some of these NFL teams think they're going to get. It's just as bad in college football these days. I mean, you don't get to the championship, you're out of here. Now, to be fair, Campbell still has a lot going for him. I do not think we are ready for that conversation yet. I really don't. I think it needs to be toned down. Campbell is still respected in the locker room. He's seen as a culture guy. The players want to play for him. He's helped resurrect a franchise that was a laughingstock for decades. How many Thanksgiving dinners have you had that you watched the Lions lose? I'm in the same boat with you. The reality is that there are very few coaches in NFL history who have taken a bottom-dwelling team and made them a legitimate contender in just a few seasons. This Kurt Cignetti story in Indiana is incredible. And God, it never happens. They did it. But football, and specifically NFL football, doesn't care about the past. They care about what's coming next. It's a results-oriented league. It's about what are you going to deliver? Is it going to be a Lombardi trophy? Not going to happen? Okay, you're fired. Find me someone who will. And so I've got a question for the fans out there, and I'd like to hear your comments on it. What's going to happen if the Lions don't make the playoffs in 2026? I'm going to give you some things that are going to happen. I'm not telling you to form an opinion, but I'm going to tell you some things that are going to happen outside of your opinion right now. Okay, so the media is going to frame it as stagnation, not progress, especially after losing coordinators and not replacing them with tangible upgrades. I mean, we're going to see how the Petsing thing goes, but if it doesn't go good, all the commentary you're hearing about this now is going to be amplified. Detroit's front office is going to have to seriously evaluate Campbell's leadership versus strategic vision, not just culture building. I mean, if you miss each year with coaching turnover and inconsistent execution, you're going to start asking, is the head coach maximizing this roster? They have a job to do too. And you're going to hear coaching staff overhaul rumors accelerate. If Campbell is seen as the architect of instability, then Brad Holmes might feel pressure to rework more than just coordinators, potentially shaking the foundation of the tree. And yes, Campbell's job could legitimately be in jeopardy. I'm not saying they're going to fire him for sure. I have no idea. We're months out. We're an entire season ahead of us. And if he makes the playoffs or goes to a Super Bowl, then this conversation doesn't even need to be had, which is why it's ridiculous that it's even being had right now. But it is. And so at the end of the day, Detroit fans, we love grit. We love effort. We love heart. We've lost for years. Obviously, we're hungry to win, but we love effort. In this city, we love trying. We're not going to crucify, or at least I would like to believe that we're not going to go after anybody that's given 110%. Only one team is going to win it anyways. Somebody's got to go home. You got four great teams right now between Denver, Seattle, New England, and LA. Only one of them's going to win. And beloved coaches aren't immune to evaluation when expectations are high and results aren't delivered consistently. If you miss the playoffs again, the narrative doesn't go away. It escalates. And so I want to ask you guys, let me know in the comments. And I'm not saying that I have an opinion either way. I'm not telling you how to think about this. I'm saying to you that local media is pushing this now. Do you feel that way? Should he be fired now? If he misses the 2026 playoffs, should he be fired then? In other words, how much Dan Campbell failure do you have in you? Is it another season? Is it two more seasons? Is it three more? Is it no more? Have you seen enough now? I'm very interested to hear anybody's comments on this. We're going to keep an eye on these stories as they develop. Keep it locked. You're listening to Midnight Sports Detroit.